Hey people, are you in the market for a new watch? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I'll help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price at no additional cost to you. That's right, I'll do all the heavy lifting. Please contact me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com, or you can visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I discuss how a recent James Bond prototype watch from the movie Spectre went to auction. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I hope you've all had a great week, and for those of you on the right side of the country, I hope you're staying warm. It's kind of crazy. It's getting to be pool season as I'm in Las Vegas, and I don't envy anyone who lives on the East Coast as much as I miss it. So without further ado, I wanted to get into this week's podcast. I want to talk to you about this prototype, this Omega prototype Seamaster 300 that was used in the movie Spectre, the James Bond movie Spectre, that was worn by Daniel Craig. This was auctioned off by Christie's in London last week, and you know the auction estimates were between $21,000 and $375 to $28,500. This watch commanded a whopping $132,000 at Christie's, which is just phenomenal. It further strengthens the James Bond and Omega franchise. And this is due to a bunch of factors. I think there's like a throwback in that movie to the NATO strap, the, you know, the multicolored NATO strap, striped NATO strap that was worn originally by Sean Connery in Goldfinger. This similar strap was worn on this Omega in this movie. And, you know, the prototype was numbered one. It did not do any of the gadgetry that that Q wanted or Q had loaded up James Bond to do, you know, when he was distressed. But this watch certainly is an icon. It's very cool. It's very exciting for the Omega and James Bond franchise. It just globalizes the two brands even more. And what I like most is that this was for a good cause. All the money went to charity. Also, an amazing thing as well was the Aston Martin that was driven by Daniel Craig, which I believe was one of, you know, a dozen or so prototypes that wasn't wrecked in the movie. It commanded almost a staggering $3.5 million at auction as well. And, you know, there were various other items, including a Tom Ford tux that that Daniel Craig wore, as well as a pair of Tom Ford sunglasses and a Longines watch. And these all pretty much more or less commanded a lot more than what the auction estimates were, which is very exciting for, again, for the James Bond franchise. Personally, Omega is not my favorite brand. I respect it a lot. They're owned by this watch group. You know, that style, you know, that he wore of watch, the Omega Seamaster, it's pretty much a reproduction or a modern day interpretation of a vintage Omega. And it looks pretty cool. I mean, it's at a good price point. I think all these sort of watches more or less want to emulate, and it's a nod to Rolex in a lot of ways, but you know, Omega certainly deserves its day. It deserves the spotlight. It deserves all the accolades. And what better way to do it than for a great cause and giving it to charity? So, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, about it and the importance of it, the significance of it. And I really look forward to seeing what Omega and the James Bond franchise do for the next movie and in the future and many, many years to come. It's certainly a global phenomenon that has, you know, taken on a life of itself. And, you know, both brands are very deserving of all the attention and all the great things that they do. Well, there we have it, folks. That was my reaction to Omega, the Omega prototype Seamaster 300, selling at auction, a prototype that was actually used in the James Bond movie, Spectre, which did incredibly well, as well as various other items that were auctioned off from the movie Spectre. I'd like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please follow me on my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at AmitDaveHonda. You can certainly check out, and please don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. I really appreciate all of you who follow me on this podcast. I work very hard to come up with new material, original material, things that interest me, things that I think would be of value to you. You can follow me a bunch of different ways on this podcast, whether it's on iTunes or Podbean. There are various other players of this podcast. I believe Google Play, you can search for my podcast. If you just search for It's About Time with AmitDaveHonda, you'll definitely come across it. But don't forget to like it, because you know, without your support I could not make this happen. And you know, if you want to get caught up with the latest watch news on a weekly basis, sign up for my weekly newsletter. I will definitely throw the link below. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.